This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And, class, when you think about spare tires, some manufacturers have replaced a spare tire with a patch kit and a little compressor. And if you have a nail or a screw go through the tread of the tire, yeah, you can patch it. I'm sorry, you can plug it, and you can fill it with air, and it'll get you home. But if you have a sidewall injury, like from a pothole where the sidewall is torn, or you have a puncture like we get around here all the time from rocks that are sharp like arrowheads with the pointy side up, and it puts a bigger hole in the tire, you can't just put a plug in there. It won't hold. So there is this illusion that, heck, you don't need a spare tire if you have a plug kit and a little compressor that plugs into the cigarette lighter. So, but what you don't get is a full-size spare that will protect you from destroying the differential of your car. Because when the wheels are different size, you've seen it. You've seen people drive down the interstate with these little tiny donuts, right? They're destroying their vehicle. It tells you, don't do that. But they do it anyway. And tires are getting harder and harder to get, literally. So if you think that you're going to be able to just find that tire store that's got your size in stock, that may not be the case. Because what typically happens is you call the tire guy and you say, hey, I'd like to buy a set of tires. What do you recommend? Well, we got these and these. And what's the price? And which ones do you recommend? Okay, I'll take those. Okay, we'll get them for you. We'll have them in on Tuesday. Or the day after tomorrow. That's how it works. Because the tire shops, believe it or not all of them, but many of them do this. What they do is they order tires from a big distributor, like the same kind of distributor that we use here for tires. And they order like one of each type. And they put them on display. And then after a month or two, they send them back. And they order another set to put on display. Because tires are so expensive, they want to keep the inventory down. So they have display models that they don't intend to pay for. They just borrow them and then send them back. That's what's happening. And we're finding out that we can't get tires. It took a couple months for me to get tires for my 1968 AMX. A couple months. You know, one would arrive, then two would arrive. I ordered six of them. 2 months to get six tires. And the thing that the automobile manufacturers are doing is, you know, they started out with a 16-inch tire for a truck. That was great. Then they went to 17, 18. And they keep changing the wheel size. So what used to be a manageable inventory, a tire inventory for a tire store, is now impossible because there are too many different sized tires. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, just good luck trying to find 14-inch rim tires or 15s in some cases. Most of the places, we live in a real farming type thought process type area, And so the tire shops around here have usually lots of tires in stock, but they don't carry ones that they don't sell a lot of, which is 13, 14, and 15-inch size tires. In many, they might have one or two different sizes, like a 195, 70, 14. They might have that in stock, but they won't have any variation of that, you know, like 205, 70, 14, like used to be on the older Buicks. 205, 75, you can't even hardly get 75 series tires anymore. Almost all of them are 70 series tires, which is narrower, you know, than the 75 series tires. You know, the other thing, Vince, that not only we don't understand something, and I don't know if you want to delve into this too terribly much, but we don't realize that we're at war, and it's a real soft war. It is starting to become more and more clear and manifest, but we have been under attack for a long time since the Clintons, in my opinion, started moving all of this stuff over to China, giving them supercomputers and all of the stuff that they done. We've been at war, and the war is, part of it is the dumbing down of the people. The manufacturing of losing all of our manufacturing, the greed, the sum total of the individual greed of these corporations, but also continuously providing us with products that fail, and making the thought process of the American people think that that's acceptable and normal. And one of these days when we find out that, you know, we don't have a way to replace this stuff by ourselves and we end up in a war, we're going to really be in a bad situation. You know, Vince, when I was a service manager and when I used to turn wrenches for a living, both of those scenarios, I'll give you another. This is another example. When we replace relays, light relays, fuel pump relays, all of those, I never, ever had one that I installed in all of those years that was bad. But I replaced the fuel pump relay in my 92 Toyota Camry and fixed the problem, and it ran great for about 3 weeks. Then I go out there one morning, it won't start. And so I think to myself, you know, it's got a new fuel pump in it too, but fuel pumps are pretty tough. They're pretty tough. And my best guess is that it's this Chinese electronics that's probably went bad. So in order to get to this stupid thing, I got to tear out the bottom part of the dash, the glove box. And even then, it's all you can do to barely get the little relay, because it's shoved up in a really tight cubbyhole where you can barely get the other. There's two little tabs that hold it in, and the top tab is right up against a steel plate. You can't even hardly get it off. And so I ended up getting it off, and they warrantied it because I know the parts place down here. Normally, a lot of times they won't warranty electronics, but they did. And I put the new pump relay in there, worked perfectly. That was the problem after only 3 weeks, because things are just not being made the same as they used to be made. We're at war and we don't even know it. I mean, you know, just the thought process, even at the news at the top of the hour, well, there was only 198,000 people applying for unemployment benefits last week. Think about that, folks. That's almost 800,000 people a month. And they're telling us, putting a spin on it of saying how good it is. It's like we have been dumbed down to think that that's okay. I can't even hardly stand it anymore, Vince.
Well, okay, so let's talk about this relay. So why do they fail? There's a very simple reason why they fail. I've mentioned the my theory about the Chinese. If it takes 100 units to make a product, the absolute minimum to make it, whatever it is, it takes 100 units, for example. It could be 100 ounces, 100 grams, 100 feet, 100, whatever it is. The Chinese make them with 90. And they look great, and then they fail way, way sooner than they should. That's what we're talking about. The contacts, the electrical contacts where the two ends of the circuit come together in the relay are smaller. Smaller, smaller, smaller. And smaller means it can't handle as much current, which means that it heats up, and that means that it fails. That's what happens with these relays. It's, you know, I was thinking about this last night. I've got two 1968 AMXs. And for heating, there's a lever, and that's no heat, or you slide the lever all the way over, and that's maximum heat. And if you want somewhere between minimum and maximum, you slide the lever halfway. And then there's a switch that if you want the fan to come on, there's off, and then 1, 2, and 3. And it's a mechanical switch. There's no computer. And that's how the heating system works. And how long does it work? I don't know. It's been working since 1968. How long will it last? I don't know. How long do the rubber hoses last? I don't know. They've been there since 1968. How long do the tires, the BF Goodrich tires, the 13-inch tires on the back of our 1962 or so International Harvester lawnmower, the little riding lawnmower, how long do they last? I don't know. They're the original tires from 1962. They're automobile snow tires. That's what they used to put on these lawnmowers, these riding lawnmowers. They used to call them lawn and garden tractors. It's 10 horsepower. Still has the original front tires, too. How's that possible? When you can't get a Chinese tire today to last more than 3 or 4 years. These are the original tires from 1960, 1962. Seriously. The original generator, the original voltage regulator, the original seat. The original seat. Can you imagine that? And it's still there. It's all there. It hasn't shredded. Okay, so let's talk about, and since we're talking about tires, let's talk about the tire pressure monitoring system. Okay, so in the wheel of all new cars since 2007, the factories have been installing these tire pressure monitoring systems or sensors. And it's a little device that measures the pressure, and it transmits through a radio in this wheel sensor to the car's receiver. And the computer then sends a message to the dashboard to say low tire pressure. These things are little modules that fit inside the wheel, and they have a battery. So if you have 4 wheels on your vehicle, which pretty much all do, you have 4 of these sensors, and each one has a non-replaceable battery to run the transmitter to tell you that your tire pressure is low. How long do the batteries last? Between 5 and 8 years. How much does it cost to replace one of these wheel sensors? Between $80 and $130, unless the dealer does it for you, then it's $800 for 4 wheels. Am I kidding? Absolutely not. That's without the tires. That's just the sensors.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. And so about these tire pressure sensors. And $80 to $130 typically to replace one. And you need a special computer to replace it. So this is a module that goes inside your wheel. Okay. It attaches to the valve stem, you know, where you put air. And it has some weight to it. So in order to make this thing work and not put the wheel too far out of balance, because there's weight to this module, this computer module with the battery, they make it as light as possible. And instead of using brass for the valve stem, they use aluminum. And then the aluminum is really, really thin to make it lightweight. And it corrodes with the road salt. So what happens is the Schrader valve and the valve stem corrode. And when you go to get your wheel, your tire changed because you need a new set of tires, the guy who tries to remove the Schrader valve can't do it because it's kind of welded in there or cemented in there or rusted or corroded in there. Can't get it out. So now you need a new tire pressure monitor, you know, that $80 to $130 part. Now, the part doesn't cost that much, but the labor and changing it, and they have to be programmed. So if it's the driver's front one that is bad, it has to be, the new one gets programmed to tell the computer in the car which wheel it's on. Because you need to know that. So you know which tire is low, right? So it takes a special computer tool to program these wheel sensors. We don't have one. Now, what do we recommend? Well, we can buy a bag of valve stems. Now, let's say there's 100 in there. They cost about $25 for 100. Now, can you replace a tire pressure sensor with a 25-cent standard old-fashioned rubber valve stem and Schrader valve? Yeah, you can. And many people do that because they think it's crazy to spend all this money on these tire pressure sensors that have batteries that go bad 5 to 8 years. This is ridiculous. And that's just one of maybe 70 to 200 sensors that are in new cars. 40% of the cost of a new car is electronics, 40%. And do you think that we make these integrated circuits and memory circuits and processors and circuit boards? No. They all come from outside the United States, or almost all of them. That's why they can't make new cars, because they don't have the integrated circuits to put on the circuit boards to put in the housing to bolt it to the car and connect it to the wiring harness. They don't have the parts. It is almost impossible to diagnose what's going on with a new car today because of so many sensors. Between 70 and 100 sensors. And if your battery is weak, the computers don't work right. So when you used to have those, let's just get the car rolling and we'll put it in gear and we'll pop the clutch and we'll jump start, you know, from a roll. Forget it. Because you need the battery to be of almost full charge in order to run the computers, to run the engine computers. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, you know, I've thought many times, Vince, two different thoughts on this. One, you would think if you were General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or one of these companies, you would take some of the hundreds of millions of dollars worth of profit that these companies make and take $1 million of it, create a plant somewhere in the United States, and figure out how to get the raw materials to create these things, or you would go to some company that makes computer chips here in the United States, which there are. There are computer companies. There's one that's in a town near me, and that's what they do, is they make computer chips all the time. And that's what their whole entire business is. I think it's called Applied Materials. Anyway, you would go to one of those companies and say, you know, for $1 million, we'll set this factory right next to you, and we want you to make these chips. And you would think that General Motors would come up with a way to make one relay that would do a lot of different functions, and then the same thing with the chips. Right. You'd have one set of chips that would do a lot of different things that could be all interchanged.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again this week, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis. Customs and Border Protection agents have arrested two convicted sex offenders of children who recently crossed the southern border at Del Rio, Texas. One of the men came from Honduras, the other from Mexico. According to the agency, 1.9 million migrants crossed the border illegally in fiscal 2021. That's an increase of more than 1.3 million over the previous year and 800,000 more than the year before. As the CDC recommends COVID-19 infected isolation time drop from 10 days to 5 days, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC this week fails to disclose the science behind the decision.
Nothing is going to be 100%, and this is one of those situations when you're dealing with a very difficult situation that we often say you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The COVID response by Democrat leaders contrasts sharply with how Republican-led states are responding. Democrats want more lockdowns, more government, and more mandates imposed on our freedoms. The Republican response is the polar opposite. Dr. Carol Swain, Senior Fellow for Constitutional Studies on Fox News, says there's a large portion of our population fleeing Democrat states in favor of Republican-led states. Washington, D.C. lost nearly 3% of its population since President Biden took office.
I agree, and I used to love to travel to D.C., and when I go there now, it is like a wasteland, and I try to avoid all blue cities. I try to avoid New York, California, Chicago. These are places that at one time I enjoyed visiting. And we know why people are fleeing. Some of them visit the red states and the red cities, and they see that we have freedom. They see that we have low taxes, better quality of life. And, of course, if they can get out of there, they do. And that's what federalism was supposed to be about, that people could vote with their feet, and that's what they're doing.
Authorities on one of Spain's Canary Islands declared a volcanic eruption that started in September officially finished Saturday following 10 days of no lava flows, seismic activity, or significant sulfur dioxide emissions. But the volcano in La Palma, off the northwest coast of Africa, left widespread damage, the Canaries Volcanic Emergency Committee announced Christmas Day. Images from the island ash damage have the landscape looking more like the Sahara Desert. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, tomorrow, hour number one. Greg's going to be teaching us about preparedness. He's going to teach us about water without electricity. And he's going to be talking about taxes. Hour number two is a program for students. If you'd like to call in and tell us what you think about USA Prepares, have we helped you in any way? We'd like to know that. Have you benefited? Have you taken any of our suggestions? Have you considered buying a farm? Have you considered homeschooling? Have you considered learning more about electricity? Kind of thing that Kyle and I talk about, and auto mechanics. Have you taken a plunge into doing things yourselves? If you have, We'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you're one of our detractors, you're welcome to call in too. And as long as you're polite. If you're polite and you're accurate, we'll put you on the air. If you if you try to mislead our class, you're going to get eviscerated on the air. And I'm going to do it. So that'll be 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have negative comments, as long as they're factual. But if you make stuff up, it won't be any fun for you. It'll be fun for me in the class, but it won't be fun for you. So, Kyle, here's something really interesting. We have been buying in bulk for a long time. So when I buy laundry detergent, I don't buy just one, I buy a bunch. When it doesn't matter what it is that we buy in bulk. And when you buy in bulk, that means that you've got, you know, supply that lasts a long time. It could last years. So you use the same old product over and over and over and over, and you know exactly how that product performs. So let's talk about laundry detergent, for example. All of a sudden, I found out that the same brand of laundry detergent takes about twice as much to do the same job as it used to. How about that? And same thing with hand soap. You know, the same brand of hand soap. You put it in the pump, you pump out a small amount, wash your hands with it, foams up. Not so much anymore. Now it takes twice as much, maybe three times as much. Have you seen that as well? I know Kathy has.
Yes. We have found out, my wife was telling me the other day that she was doing some research and found that Dawn dish soap, which is, in our opinion, what my wife likes more than anything else, and I use it for cleaning my hands up if they're greasy, everything from that to cleaning out my muzzle loader when I go shooting on the muzzle loader. Dawn dish soap works extremely well of cutting the grease and the black powder residue inside the barrel and then lubricate it up with some oil. But so Dawn dish soap is amazing stuff. And we buy that every single time because they keep making the sizes smaller and smaller. So when they do make them smaller, they put the old stock out there on clearance. And when they do that, we buy all of it. I mean, 10, 12 bottles at a time, because we will use those things. We use Dawn dish soap, and we've got enough now to last us for years because it's an excellent product. But, yes, I have seen on some of the other type of – I haven't noticed it so much on Dawn, but I have noticed it on other brands. I won't even mention those names. It seems like to me that some of the other dish soap brands do not, it takes more of the same thing to do what you need it to do. I wanted to jump back just for a second, Vince, because when I was talking at the end of the last segment there about, you know, you would think that General Motors and Ford and Chrysler and all those guys would start creating their own chip factories and that they would make most chips, not computer chips, but, well, almost all chips, I think. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. Pretty much they're an on-off switch, and there might be multiples of them to accomplish a particular task, but most of them are just on-off switches. You would think that they could make a replicable type of a switch, that a repeatable type of thing, where they could decrease the amount of chips needed to be able to accomplish the same goal or task. And then you would make a standardized type of a computer that would run all of those things so that you would not have your multi-million dollar inventory sitting there not able to be moved or sold when there is such a demand. That's one thought. The next thought is, why on earth hasn't one of these billionaires seen the opportunity to go back in and create a car that has way less electronics on it, that can do everything that the new ones can do for a lot less money? there's got to be an entrepreneur out there somewhere that has the brains and the money to be able to create something along the lines of a 1988 Buick LeSabre that's safe, that's get 24, 25, 28 miles to the gallon, and make them efficient and make them up to date and with less computer chips. Even if you only made one car, you know, almost like Ford did, you know, you could have any, when they first started out, you could have any color you wanted as long as it was black. Well, you got to think that there would be a person out there that could come up with an idea to create something along the lines of, like I said, a 1987, 88, 89 Buick LeSabre, with a rudimentary computer in it that would run things and be fuel injected, still be able and make the parts, a lot of them you could, even if you had to import them, just don't import them from China, you know, get them someplace that's a little more secure. Anyway, your thoughts on that, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the issue, Kyle. You're thinking as a mechanic, as someone who has worked on vehicles from, maybe the 50s, the 60s, and in that vintage, where the vehicles were simple. And let's just take for one part, for example. Let's take the air filter. So in the 1950s, the air filter of a vehicle was self-cleaning. Let me say it a different way. Self-cleaning. And it had a bowl of engine oil. Several ounces of engine oil. And this thing was designed, we had brilliant mechanical engineers back, you know, starting probably around the late 1800s, all the way up through until we outsourced our engineering and design. But we had brilliant mechanical engineers. So these guys designed an air cleaner that had a path for the air to take. So what would happen is the air would enter this chamber, and the air would go straight down at a high velocity. This is going into the carburetor, just before the carburetor. It's the air filter housing. Air would go straight down and then have to make a real sharp U-turn and go straight up. And what would happen is the heavy particles of dirt would go at a high velocity straight down, and that's where this little bowl of oil would be kept in this housing, and the heavy particles couldn't make the U-turn because they were traveling so fast, and they would get trapped in this oil. And then above that was a, you know, those stainless steel scrubbers that you have for pots and pans? Well, there was stainless steel or steel scrubbers that would get bathed in oil from the car driving, and the oil would trap any additional particles on the stainless steel filaments, if you will. And so it was self-cleaning, self-washing, and then every 50,000 miles you could just take that canister, take a thumb screw, take out that little bowl in the bottom, dump out the oil, and refill it with oil, and that's it, period. But that was replaced with disposable air filters, these round-type air filters, and you put them in for 10,000 miles, and it was so easy, all you had to do was open the thumb screw, take out the air filter, put a new one, throw it away. Okay? It created a market for products that kept changing. Every couple of years, the air filter size was different. It was a different shape. It was different thickness. It was a different depth. It was a different diameter. It was different. So if you had a 1965 Ford 289 engine and a 1966 Ford, you would have two different air filters. You know, if you had a 352 versus a 289 cubic inch engine, two different air filters. Why? Well, it makes sense to have one air filter and have it fit both of them, right? But that's not what they did. They made it so that you had different parts and you'd have to get different parts. And initially, you'd have to buy them from the dealer because the aftermarket didn't catch up. And in some parts today are so complicated that you can't get aftermarket parts. You have to buy them from the dealer. And what the dealer, what the manufacturers have figured out, I think, this is just purely conjecture on my part, is that they can make some money on the sale of the vehicle, but they can make a lot of money on the sale of the parts that break, because a lot of them you can only get from them. That, I think, is the reason. I don't think they want to. So let me give you an example, another example. So I have a trailer. I have two trailers that have Dexter axles, Dexter brand axles, and they're great. And these two trailers have what used to be called mobile home axles. So if you buy a mobile home, it's transported to your location with a set of axles, and sometimes they take the axles off. You know, once they set the mobile home in place, it's permanent. You don't need wheels and tires and axles anymore, so they take them off. Well, they are only supposed to be used once. That makes no sense to me. So I called Dexter Axle, and they said, no, the government won't let us reuse those. So those axles we take off the mobile homes, even though they're perfect for a trailer, we can't use them anymore because the feds won't let us. And I said, well, why don't we fight this? And then I realized Dexter Axle didn't want to fight this because they can sell used once axles for mobile homes, never to be used again, even though they're perfectly good, and I've had a trailer since 1989 with them, and they've never failed. Mobile home axles on a trailer. I didn't make it. I bought it that way. And I have that's 16 feet long, holds 8,800 pounds. I have another one that's 10 feet long, and it holds maybe 3,000 pounds, 4,000 pounds. Same kind of axle from mobile home style. But they didn't use the same sealing system, the same grease seals. They used a cheaper use-once grease seal. And all you have to do is change the grease seals, and you've got an axle that'll last, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years, maybe 100, if you keep it, you know, clean and dry and lubricate the parts. But they don't want to do that because they can sell more axles. Because they can sell the use-once axles for the mobile homes, and then they can sell the trailer axles for guys that want trailers. That, I think, is the reason. To sell more stuff, to build bigger landfills. They don't want to do it, Kyle. And we don't make the chips. I mean, we used to. Texas Instruments, IBM, companies like that. National Semiconductor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about some tips, and back in the 50s, 60s, even before 70s, there was there's a term called knock or pre-ignition. What that meant was if the grade of fuel that you used didn't have knock-resistant additives, you know, tetraethyl lead was one of them, your car could ping if you were under load, meaning, let's say, going uphill in, let's say, third gear, and you stepped on the accelerator, you'd hear kind of like, it sounded like marbles rattling under the hood. That's called pre-ignition. So what was happening is there was detonation that wasn't smooth. And the way to fix that was really simple. It would take me between 15 minutes and 30 minutes. And you could adjust the timing, the ignition timing, when the spark actually fires in relationship to the position of the piston. And so if the spark fired too soon, you could have pre-ignition. So you could just retard the timing of the spark a little bit, and that pre-ignition could go away. Well, it would take me about 15 minutes to 30 minutes with a timing light and a half inch or 9/16 wrench, and I could just go under the hood and make that adjustment and fix it. Well, now it's done automatically. There is what's called an engine knock sensor. And most engines have them today, and when they go bad, it's a $120 to $500 fix. The oxygen sensors are for emission controls, and the feds are telling the car makers what to do. So instead of redesigning a better combustion system, a better ignition system, a better fuel mixture system, what the manufacturers do of the automobiles is they add on more devices like air pumps and things like that to pump fresh air in to the manifold to further burn the fuel. Rather than fix the problem in the first place, they just add on patches. And when you have all of these add-ons adding on to add-ons, and you have more and more and more sensors, you have more things that can go wrong. And as I mentioned, you could have up to 200 sensors and multiple computers all on the same bus in a car, and they all have to work together. And so the complexity of a car is so great that even dealers are having trouble fixing their own brands. And I'm not kidding about this. So there is a there's a crankshaft position sensor, and that's just one of the many sensors. What's it cost to fix? $50 to $100. And then you have the anti-lock braking system with sensors on each wheel, and that can you get four of them at $100 to $200 a piece. And then you have the anti-lock braking system module, and that's $200 to $600. And there's a coolant sensor because your engine control computer needs to know the temperature of the coolant, which gives a reference to the engine temperature. And that's $129 to $165. Then you have a transmission temperature sensor. So what is the temperature of the fluid in your automatic transmission? Well, that sensor is $234 to $318. And let's say you need an airbag replacement. It used to be that an airbag would be rated for 15 years. Okay? Now they have what they call a lifetime rating. How much does it cost to have an airbag replaced? Between $1,000 and $5,000. An airbag has a detonator with nitroglycerin in it. And the idea is detonate the nitroglycerin and it inflates the airbag and then it protects you from smashing your face against the steering wheel. $1,000 to $5,000. So what we've done is because we don't know how to pay attention, we don't know how to drive, we don't know how to stop without anti-lock braking, we have systems that do it for us. We don't know if we're skidding, so we have traction control. We don't know how to drive. We don't seem to learn how to drive anymore. Parents don't seem to teach their children how to defensively drive, how to avoid accidents. And so we have all of this add-on electronics to protect us from us. It's crazy. And that's why it's so expensive to have your car repaired, Kyle.
Yeah, I think it's part of a plan to dumb people down, Vince. You know, I think they're doing their best to dumb the populace down, and as they do, they're making accommodations to be able to fleece the public even more. Exactly like you were just saying, you know, because I remember having to retard my timing in my vehicles back when I was in junior high and high school. Just because, and it would take, you know, usually 3 or 4 degrees is about all the most it would usually take to fix that problem. Your mileage would go down slightly if you were watching it real close. But, you know, it was not people had to think back then, and they're taking away the ability of the American people to think.
Yeah, and removing a spare tire from a vehicle is like one of the craziest things that could happen. It's beyond dumb. And yet people are buying these new cars. They can't wait to get a new car without a spare tire. Can you imagine a Jeep without a spare tire? Really? Jeep? It's an American icon. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us. Class tomorrow, call in for hour number 2 and let us know if we've helped you. I'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.